CNN got the waiver after it demonstrated to FAA satisfaction that there's no risk of injury from its 1.5-pound drone. The move comes just as Virginia Tech has finished a drone safety study of its own. Tech did not test CNN's exact model, but it did look at drones of similar size, and it concluded there's very little risk of injury if you were to get hit by a small one. But
as you add more mass and velocity, you add more energy and you add greater risk of injury.
Virginia Tech engineering professor Stefan Duma leads the injury biomechanics drone testing team.
So the heavier drones, the ones we had that were over 11 kilograms, there's a very high risk of head and neck injury.
But clearly, drones are coming to an airspace near you. So Duma's team is working with companies around the world to design safety into them.
What we're suggesting is that the injury risk be part of the design of the drone, just like injury risk is part of the design of an automobile. And when we add airbags and seatbelts and all sort of protector countermeasures, we can do similar things in terms of foam and padding structures within the drone, so that in the case there is an impact, the risk is as low as possible.
The FAA estimates there will be nearly 500,000 commercial drones in the U.S. by 2021. I'm Robbie Harris.